She requires a caretaker to take care of her. This is on Diana Lynn Power, D-I-A-N-A, Lynn, L-Y-N, Power, P-O-W-E-R, 8-2-24, 6-20-56. This is a 68-year-old woman, bus driver, who has not worked for some time, obviously. She has a history of extensive smoking and opioid use in the past. She's single. She has two children. She has requires the provider services to take care of her, period. Any paragraph, she's been out of her medication for some time because she's no longer able to get to the doctor's office, period. She's O2 dependent at 2 liters for the past 6 or 7 years. She's short of breath. She has cold pulmonale. She has 3+ pedal edema with a leaking wound in the lower extremity, no longer able to walk because of severe pain. She's ADL dependent and wears a pull-up, period. Medication, she uses Trilogy, one puff twice a day, Metoprolol 100 milligram TID. Yes, she's taking it 3 times a day, Metoprolol tartrate, albuterol inhaler, nebulizer per albuterol, a nebulizer with albuterol, Losartan 50 milligram once a day. She's been on oxycodone and Norco for pain, but again, she hasn't been on them for some time, at least for a week or two when she ran out, period. She also has a history of neuropathy. She takes Lyrica 150 milligram twice a day, potassium, magnesium, Seroquel 50 milligram a day, Prilosec 40 milligram a day, Bumix 1 milligram a day, that she's been out of, along with Xanax, 1 milligram three times a day, which she has not taken for some time, again, period. Allergy yeast, COVID immunizations up to date, medical problems, COPD, cold pulmonale, pedal edema, O2 dependency, colostomy bag, no cancer. Colostomy was related to some kind of hematoma that she developed years ago. Volume overload, lower extremity edema, weeping of the lower extremity, chronic pain, and neuropathy. Surgery, has had a colostomy bag related to colostomy for years, secondary to hematoma, intra-abdominal hematoma. At age 24 years ago, she had kidney cancer on the left side and had some kind of breast surgery at age 9, of course, non-cancerous. Family history, mom died of COPD, dad died of lung cancer, review of system. She has terrible swelling in her legs, in her hand, because she's off her medication. She has severe pain related to neuropathy. She was on narcotics, but she hasn't been on the narcotics for some time. She also has severe shortness of breath despite being on oxygen because she's not using her albuterol on a regular basis, period. She has a provider that stays with her 24 hours a day because she's no longer able to stay by herself, period. She has been on gabapentin for neuropathy pain, but that did not work, so they switched her to the highest dose of Lyrica, which is working when she does have the medication, period. She has extensive history of tobacco abuse, ETOH abuse in the past, which she's not using either one at this time, which is contributing to her disability. Her O2 sat's 94% on 2 liters, blood pressure 127 over 78, pulses 110, and a febrile. Heart positive, one positive, two with gallop. Lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds. There's fluid present in the lungs. Abdomen. Obese, cannot rule out ascites. Lower extremity, 3+, edema bilaterally. Neurological, non-focal. Neck shows positive JVD, oral mucosa is dry. Skin shows evidence of edema. Assessment number one, 68-year-old woman with bus driver with end-stage COPD, cold pulmonale, severe pain, anxiety. Patient's crying in pain. She says she hasn't slept for 2 days, period. In the paragraph, she has severe volume overload, at least 20 to 25 pounds extra fluid, along with severe pain related to her neuropathy, which she takes Lyrica and oxycodone for at this time, period. In the paragraph, patient overall prognosis is quite poor without any medication because of her disability, discomfort, and the pain. Patient does not want to ambulate to doctor's office. She's almost total ADL dependent. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She wears a diaper, and she's able to ambulate. She's no longer able to ambulate from her bed to the chair because of the swelling in the lower extremity and the pain that she's suffering, period. The paragraph should benefit from resumption of Bumix 1 milligram twice a day for the next 3 days, along with potassium 10 milliequivalents twice a day for 3 days, then cut down to once a day, period. She has no history of renal insufficiency or hyperkalemia, period. She also would restart her Lyrica at 100 BID and then increase slowly. Furthermore, the patient would be a candidate for resuming her narcotics, but since she's been off the narcotic for a few days, I would start with a lower dose of Norco and then increase as needed, period. Continue with metoprolol high dose. Keep the legs elevated and continue with albuterol O2 and the trilogy that she's receiving at this time, period. Patient most likely has a few weeks to months to live, hence is hospice appropriate at this time. Thank you.